Yeah, definitely. It was just one of those things, you know, you go through adversity and you try to fight it and keep your head up. And the guys were behind me and they kept telling me, like Anthony said, hey, keep your head up and, you know, you're still a leader or whatever. And so, it's a good feeling coming here with a win and playing. And I enjoyed it. Good. You know, I was excited. I was ready to go. And, I've been there. So, you know, I was ready to go. I was ready to get back in there and prove myself and whatnot. So, I knew the guys believed in me and they were telling me all week, hey, we believe in you. You know, you're our leader, you're our guy. So just keep fighting. And that's what I did. I tried to keep my head up and get, when I wasn't playing, try to keep those guys going. But I was excited. Oh, they were having a tough time, and that was the thing, you know, we struggled with this year is really just watching the ball in and catching it. But, you know, I mean, I tell them, I was like, hey, guys, I miss throws and guys miss blocks, and, you know, you're going to have that. You're going to drop the ball, whatever, you know, it's going to happen. So you can't get frustrated at them. They're out there. As long as they're out there working hard and running hard, you know, I'm not going to get mad at them. You know, I'm like, hey, just keep running. I'll keep throwing it to you. So they're going to catch it eventually. So, and they did. They made some big plays when they had to. So I was glad for that. I don't really know the specific time. That was a big changing point. When they blocked that kick, we kind of like, all right, let's go, and we just tried to stay up, stay focused, and that was a big thing we wanted to do. We got down, and I just kept telling the guys, and like, hey, let's go, stay in it, mentally stay in it, and don't get frustrated, and they didn't. Guys played hard and guys kept, you know, like I said, they finished the game, and that's what happens when you finish the game. He said it was a catch, and thank God that he did, because I was – when he got through that, I was like, not good. I was like, that was – you know, and you know, sometimes when you're down there, you just got to make a play. And I think it was – I haven't really made a lot of bonehead throws this year, but that was one of them, and luckily it turned out good. So, you know, you got to make a play down there, and Brian Jackson did, and I was like – you know, and I came up to him like, you catch that? And he was like, yeah, I promise I caught it. And so, you know, it was exciting. I was glad that he made the play, and, you know, I trusted him, and just thank God he made it, you know. Yeah, you know, maybe I should start doing that more often. I don't know. Sometimes it just, you know, God works mysterious ways, you know, and you do things, you can't practice that, you know. I mean, heck, even after the touchdown, I came in there and talked to Coach Self on the phone. He was like, you know, he was talking about the plays before. He's like, that was a good play. Did good right here, dropping it off, blah, blah, blah. And don't ever make that throw ever again, you know. And I was like, yeah, that was stupid. And, you know, but, you know, what do? You know, I mean, he made the play, and I was like, oh, man, it was like a breath of relief, you know.
I know it's your job to keep players up, keep them going.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can't give up. You know, it's like, what do you do? Do you just lay your head down, like, oh man, we can't do it? They're dropping passes. We're not making whatever. We can't do it. No, it's either one way. You know, I'm either gonna give up or I'm gonna keep going. And you know, it's just life. You know, you keep hitting your head against the wall, and eventually you're gonna bust through it. So. You know, you got to keep those guys up, man. I mean, I'm not going to go there and be like, oh, guys, y'all are horrible. You know, we need to catch the ball. We need to block better. Or, you know, because that'll just be on me, man. You're horrible. You know, whatever. I mean, you know, you gotta keep up. You got to – it's your job as a quarterback to keep guys up and doing the right things, you know, on and off the field. Oh, we definitely needed it. You know, and people have been, you know, on us or whatever and about, you know, not scoring and all that, and it's tough. It's tough on me as a quarterback. You know, it feels like, you know, your responsibility. You know, we needed it, and we came out, we did it, and, you know, got another one next week. So, you know, I'm thinking about that already. You know, but
it was like the third quarter. I think
I heard them booing. I really wasn't sure what they were booing about. I mean, I know he dropped it, but you know, and that's fans are fans, you know, and they're going to, you know, they're going to get upset with me when I do. Most of the time it's up there upset with me, so I was kind of glad they're upset with somebody else. But, you know, no, but, I, you know, I you know, PJ usually doesn't drop the ball, and he happened to drop it, and, you know, what do? You just kind of, you know, forget it and move on. Yeah.
And it wasn't working. Talk about coach's faith in you when it wasn't working. Stick with that game.
Yeah, well, you know, it. You know, they had faith. They said, hey, let's go. You know, we're going to keep throwing the ball and keep, you know, and the plays were working. You know, guys were open. We were throwing the ball and you know, we weren't executing. And it's been like that all season. I mean, you know, we've had things open and we don't execute it, whether we run a bad route or we drop the ball or I don't throw the ball on time. I mean, that's been happening all season. And, you know, what do you do as a coach? You know, you can't just say, well, we got to get out of this. We got to stop doing it. They got to trust their players just like we trust them. So, and they did. And, you know, it worked out. Right. Mm-hmm. My thoughts are, you know, hey, got a big game coming, big team, big time team, and they're going to play hard. They're tough guys, you know, and you know, we've got to prepare, you know, and be ready to go. And, you know, I'm already thinking about it. I don't think anybody else is really thinking about it right now. They're going to be having fun, but you know, it's a big game, and, you know, we just got to get ready this next week.
All right,
thanks guys. Appreciate it.